Audio, Yaw 1.
Hi everyone, I am Fenrir, and I am ready to start making some real money.
Hi, I am Lita. I like to make sure my money is safe and growing.
Hello, learners. I am Aoede. I love understanding the rules so we do not lose a cent.
And I am Sharon. I look at the big picture for our future. Welcome to our guide on personal finance, specifically for us here in Jamaica.
So personal finance is just a fancy way of saying how you manage your money. It is how you earn it, how you spend it, and how you save it. But here in Jamaica, we have some special rules, challenges, and tools that are different from other countries like America or England. You might hear your parents talking about the partner draw, or complaining about the high light bill, or checking their NHT points. Today, we are going to break it all down so you can be a boss with your cash and build a life you love right here on the Rock.
Let us start with the absolute basics. Before you can even get a job, apply for a loan, or open a bank account, you need your papers. The most important one is your TRN. That stands for Taxpayer Registration Number. It is a 9-digit number that is unique to you. Think of it like your financial ID card. You cannot get a driver's license without it, you cannot apply for a job without it, and you certainly cannot open a bank account without it. It is free to get at the tax office, so if you do not have one, that is your first mission. Without a TRN, you do not exist in the financial system. The second big one is your NIS, or National Insurance Scheme. When you start working, you will see a deduction on your payslip for NIS. It is usually 3% of your salary, and your boss matches it with another 3%. Now, you might think, hey, why are they taking my money? But this is actually insurance. It pays for you if you get injured at work. It offers maternity benefits, and most importantly, it builds up a pension for when you are older. It also helps pay for the NI Gold health card for pensioners, so make sure you have your NIS card safe and ensure your employer is actually paying it in.
Speaking of saving, let us talk about how we save money in Jamaica. You have two main choices: the formal way, like banks and credit unions, and the informal way, which we call the partner plan. You probably know this one. It is a huge part of our culture. A group of people, maybe coworkers, church members, or family, agree to throw a set amount of money into a pot every week or month. This person is called the banker. Then, each week, one person gets to take the whole pot home. That is called the draw. Let us look at the pros and cons of the partner plan versus a bank, because it is important to understand the risk. First, the pros. Number one, it forces you to save. If you do not pay, you let down the group and face social shame, so you have discipline. Number two, you get a big lump sum of money quickly without needing a loan application or a credit check. And number three, there are no bank fees eating up your cash. But you have to be very careful. Here are the cons. Number one, it is risky. If the banker is dishonest, they could run off with everyone's money, and there is no insurance to get it back. Number two, your money does not earn interest. In a bank, your money grows a little bit over time. In a partner, $1,000 today is still $1,000 next year. And number three, it does not help you build a credit score. The bank does not know you are saving, so when you want a mortgage later, you have no history. My advice? Use a partner for short-term goals like buying a fridge, but use a bank for long-term wealth.
Great points, Lita. Now I want to talk about something unique to Jamaica that is a huge benefit for us. The National Housing Trust, or NHT. You will see this deduction on your payslip too. It is 2% of your gross salary. Many people think this is just another tax, but listen to me closely. It is actually a savings account. The NHT uses that money to help people buy or build houses at very low interest rates. Buying a home is one of the best ways to build wealth in Jamaica. But wait, there is more. If you do not use the NHT to buy a house, or even if you do, you can get that money back. After 7 years, you can apply for a refund of the contributions you made in the first year. It is like a savings account that you cannot touch for 7 years. This is a great way to get a nice lump sum of cash later in life. So do not be mad when you see that NHT deduction. It is actually your money waiting for you. Just remember to apply for it when the time comes.
Now, we have to talk about something very serious. Healthcare. In Jamaica, getting sick can be very expensive. We have public hospitals, like KPH or UHWI, which are free or very cheap, but they can be crowded and have long wait times. Then we have private doctors and hospitals, which are fast and comfortable, but cost a lot of money. One bad illness can wipe out your entire savings account if you are not prepared. You do not want to be that person setting up a GoFundMe account just to pay for surgery. So what do? First, get your NHF card. That stands for National Health Fund. If you or anyone in your family has a chronic illness like asthma, diabetes, high blood pressure, or epilepsy, you need to get this card. It is a blue card that gives you massive discounts on medication. It reduces the price significantly. It is literally free money to help pay for medicine. Do not leave that money on the table. Second, try to get private health insurance. We often call it a swipe card, from companies like Sagicor or Guardian Life or Canopy. If you have a job, ask your employer if they offer health insurance. If they do, join it. Even if they take a little money out of your pay, it is worth it. If you break your leg or need to see a specialist, that card can save you hundreds of thousands of dollars. It is the best way to protect your wealth from unexpected medical bills.
And finally, let us talk about the emergency fund. In Jamaica, we have to deal with hurricanes and storms. Every year, there is a risk that a storm could damage your roof, flood your house, or cut off the power for days. You need cash for that. An emergency fund is money you save just for disasters. It is not for buying new shoes, it is not for carnival, and it is not for lending to friends. It is for when the unexpected happens. Try to save enough money to cover your expenses for 3 to 6 months. That way, if a hurricane hits, or if you lose your job, or if your car breaks down in a pothole, you are safe. You do not have to borrow money from a loan shark. You can handle it yourself. That is what financial freedom looks like.
So there you have it, learners. Personal finance in Jamaica is about using the tools we have. Get your TRN so you can work. Pay your NIS so you are protected. Check your NHT so you can buy a home or get a refund. Use the NHF and insurance to keep your health costs down. And keep a little stash for the rainy days and hurricane season. Whether you use a bank or a partner plan, the most important thing is that you start managing your money today.
Yeah, let us go secure that bag. See you in the next lesson.
Previous lesson. Back to course. Next lesson.